Today we're studying the book of Acts, and I want to read chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Way back in the year 1650, James Vassler, the Archbishop of Ireland, made a rather unsettling prediction about our planet and the human race. After painstakingly putting together a chronology of the Bible, he determined that God created Adam on October 24, 4004 BC. Counting forward 6,000 years from that date, he announced that the human race would be destroyed on October 24, 1996. Well, I'm not exactly sure why he chose 6,000 years as the span of human existence. It's not an uncommon tactic with people who try to put a date on the second coming. Some people figure that since the world was created in 6 literal days and God rested on the 7th, and since Israel practiced a sabbatical year every 7 years in their agricultural calendar, it only makes sense that we would have 6 millennia of human history followed by a 7th millennium mentioned in the book of Revelation. Now, what's interesting about Vassler's prediction is that people in his day were a little disappointed with the year 1996 because, well, it seemed like such a long distance into the future. Whereas today's date-setters often put the second coming somewhere on the immediate horizon, Vassler had stuck it more than 300 years into the future, creating a somewhat less than urgent approach to Bible prophecy. And of course, now that we're safely past 1996, we know that the Archbishop of Ireland was absolutely wrong, something I could have told you in 1995, because Jesus was absolutely clear in his declaration that we do not have the capacity to place a date on the second coming. It is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, Jesus said. Today, I still hear people trying to put dates on the return of Jesus, using the same approach as Vassler. And while some people are smart enough not to put an exact date on the blessed hope, they still try to draw lines in the sand saying, it couldn't possibly happen any later than this date, or it's got to happen before this or that date. The difference being, of course, that they tend to date the second coming in the next few years, stirring up a sense of urgency. Now, it so happens that I firmly believe in the soon return of Jesus. In fact, I think there's little doubt about it. But I also hear what Jesus is saying in this passage in Acts chapter 1. Practically in the same breath, Jesus tells us to put aside calendrical guesswork and get busy with the job he gave us to do, that of sharing the gospel to the ends of the earth. And as it turns out, when you don't actually know the precise day or hour, you always have a sense of urgency, and that, of course, for the Christian, will always be a better way to live.